The Journey Continues with Morgan Budden is brought to you on CFNR in partnership with the Community Radio Fund of Canada's Local Journalism Initiative.
Good evening. I'm Morgan Budden with The Journey Continues, highlighting local stories that matter to you. Local artist Mitchell Bragger's new exhibit, titled Terrace Heritage Homes, is now open at the Terrace Art Gallery until November 12th. Bragger is a 26-year-old artist living with autism, capturing local scenery with his paintings. The exhibit is also happening in conjunction with the release of his second coloring book and calendar. Bragger's self-dubbed momager, Colleen, explained how the idea for the project was born.
So the idea for this project came together because of COVID, and Mitchell and I were kind of locked up in the house because a lot of his programs got canceled, and so we were looking for things to do. And Mitchell has a hard time coming up with the ideas himself or what to paint, and I usually have to come up with them, and that can be hard on me sometimes, come up with new ideas. So we thought of doing a coloring book.
Colleen also described the inspiration behind the coloring book's concept.
It was suggested because people were starting to ask for commissions of their homes, and someone else had said, you should paint, get Mitchell to do all the heritage houses in town. And we'd only been living here for a few years, and I'm like, well, I don't know where all the heritage houses were. And so we were given this book called This Old House that was done by Yvonne and Helen, a couple of ladies. They did it back quite a few years ago. So we used that book to go around town because it has the addresses and take pictures of the houses, because this is all in black and white and Mitchell paints from what he sees. So if it's black and white, he's going to paint black and white. So that's kind of what started him on doing all the different heritage houses and buildings.
This isn't Bragger's first venture into coloring books, though. Colleen explained how starting in Prince Rupert paved the way for this project to happen.
This summer, and then a year or so ago, he started to do paintings for things in Prince Rupert. And so he's been there for a year and a half now. And so he has a regular spot there. And yeah, you have a look through the phone, bud. And he's quite popular there with the tourists, so he continues to do the same paintings of the buildings in Cal Bay area. Yeah, so that's good because he likes to do it, so there's a good place to put it. And we did a coloring book there first just to kind of see how it would go, but theirs is just pictures. This coloring book that we've done has the history of each house as well. This one tells like when it was built and who the first owner was and the location, and then a little blurb about the people that first lived in the house, so it's kind of interesting.
Although busy with commissions, there is still room to paint for fun. Bragger says that these are his favorite things to paint.
Disney characters are his favorite.
Do you have a favorite?
Yes.
Which is your favorite Disney character?
Mickey Mouse.
Currently, Bragger offers caricature drawings by donation every Friday at the gallery until November 3rd, whereas Heritage Home paintings can also be bought by donation. This story is brought to you in partnership with the Local Journalism Initiative of Canada. You can see the full story at canada-info.ca.